Indigenous people in northeast Arnhem Land have cautiously welcomed Tony Abbott's promise of a new engagement with Indigenous communities. Over the weekend, Mr. Abbott was in Arnhem Land to announce he'd establish a new Indigenous Advisory Council if elected next month. Some of those in the audience told PM they've heard similar stories before and are keen to see more detail of the Coalition's plan. Sarah Everingham reports.
Tony Abbott took his campaign to northeast Arnhem Land on Saturday, promising that Indigenous affairs would not be lost among the priorities of a coalition government.
It is my hope that I could be not just a Prime Minister, but a Prime Minister for Aboriginal affairs.
At the annual Garma Indigenous Culture Festival organised by the Yothu Yindi Foundation, he announced a new Indigenous Advisory Council headed by the former ALP National President Warren Mundine. He also promised that if the coalition wins the election, he'll spend his first week as Prime Minister with the Yolngu people in northeast Arnhem Land.
The Yolngu people, their stories have been emblematic of the struggles of remote Indigenous peoples over the last couple of generations, and I think it would be a very instructive thing for a Prime Minister and senior officials of the government to spend a week here to learn what it is like to live, to train, to study in this area.
The previous day, it had been Labor's turn to visit the Garma Festival. The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, headed north, also promising that Labor wants to help Aboriginal people drive their own solutions. One of the leaders of the Gumatj clan, Jawa Yunupingu, welcomed the promises with some caution.
It's good of them coming up and talk, right? That is what we want to hear. But it's the action we want to see from these people, from the politicians. Not just talk, 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 but action. After talking, bang. That's what I want to see from these politicians.
He had a similar response to Tony Abbott's promise to establish a new Indigenous Advisory Council.
Well, I think it was, again, just talk for a start and just promising all this. But if he does come into power, I hope he sticks to his words, yes?
That sentiment was echoed by the chairman of the Northern Land Council, Wali Wunungmura.
Whether that's a promise or election promise or whatever, if that can get off the ground, if they do get in, that's well and good. We need some changes.
Mr. Wunungmura says he'd like to see more detail of what Tony Abbott's promise of a new engagement with Indigenous people really means and how it will differ to similar promises made in the past. The Coalition says if elected, its advisory council would review Indigenous policy. The man who'll chair that council, Warren Mundine, says economic development is crucial to improving the lives of Indigenous Australians. Over the weekend, he outlined a radical plan to open up Indigenous communities for economic development. The plan involves an overhaul of Indigenous-run bodies such as land councils into smaller organisations more aligned with Indigenous nations. Mr. Mundine says that would lead to more local decision-making.
And it is going back to the traditional owner nations, going back to the traditional owner people, and having those conversations and looking at the devolution of that of power, central power for Canberra back to those communities.
But the Coalition spokesman for Indigenous Affairs, Nigel Scullion, says Mr. Mundine's strategy for economic development is not the Coalition's Indigenous policy platform.
They're his own views. I mean, he's made that clear. But as the chair of the new committee, quite clearly there'll be a whole range of other people there, and should Warren wish to pursue those particular processes, then he'll have to go through the process of making that a recommendation from the entire and for the entire mob.
A strong theme at the Garma Festival over the weekend was the desire among Indigenous people for economic development on their land. Over the weekend, Tony Abbott said the Coalition is still considering how to help make that happen.
I don't want to be too prescriptive now, and I don't want to store up trouble and dissension by going off half-cocked here. I think it's pretty clear that we need to try to ensure that Indigenous land is an economic asset and not simply a spiritual and cultural asset. And that's what I will be working towards bringing about.
That's the opposition leader Tony Abbott ending Sarah Everingham's report.